I'd like to open my remarks with the words of Parker Palmer from his book, The Courage to Teach. He says, good teachers possess a capacity for connectedness. They are able to weave a complex web of connection among themselves and their students so that they can learn to weave a world for themselves. The connections made by teachers are held not in their methods, but in their hearts. Heart is that place where the intellect, emotions, spirit, and will converge in the human self. Teachers weave the fabric that joins them with students. The heart is the loom on which the threads are tied. Small wonder that teaching tugs at the heart, opens the heart. The courage to teach is the courage to keep one's heart open. To weave teacher and student into the fabric of community. This year, I've had the honor and the blessing to co-minister with our Director of Religious Exploration, Allison. I consider her my co-minister because the work that she does encompasses much more than scheduling, compiling curricula, facilitating meetings, recruiting volunteers, ensuring the safety of our children, and so many other things. She designs spiritual experiences that give meaning to our mission, to our commitment to radical hospitality, to diversity, multiculturalism, anti-racism, and respect of people from all walks of life and from different faith traditions. She encourages solidarity and compassion towards immigrants and refugees, protection of our Mother Earth and all living creatures, and most importantly, living into our UU principles. For this service, I wanted to be her worship associate and for her to wear one of my ministerial stoles. Wearing a stole is symbolic of answering yes to a calling, whether a lay minister or an ordained minister. The education and spiritual care of our children is a ministry, and Allison has answered yes with all her heart. I have been impressed with her fortitude, dedication, and ongoing thirst for her own learning in order to improve our children's learning experiences. As a new minister, I was nervous about how I and the DRE would get along. I knew that this was one of the most important programs in this church, that it is a vital aspect of my own growth as a minister to support our DRE. And so we embarked on this unknown journey as we went step by step. We developed trust and learned to articulate both our fears, questions, hopes, aspirations. We were challenged early on by difficult situations, and by uniting and working together, we strengthened our own professional relationship and also our RE program. Through Allison, I've learned to appreciate and be grateful for all the parents, all the families, all the children, and all the teachers and volunteers that make our RE program possible and so successful. This year, we have learned about immigration justice through learning about the Latin American Christmas tradition of Las Posadas. They learned that Las Posadas was not just about a piñata full of candy, although that was a good lure. But they learned that this journey that took place a long, long time ago about people fleeing violence and knocking on doors and being denied hospitality is a story that is being told right here in Hayward today by our own children, by our own immigrant community. They learned that there are people right here who are afraid of being separated from their families and that this community is committed to keeping families together and remain a sanctuary. We have learned about environmental justice by engaging in activities that bring our children in close relationship with Mother Earth through singing, inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Remember that? And we planted seeds and we've been caring for them. We've been appreciating the beauty of flowers and monarch butterflies. We've been appreciating flowers from the garden and also from Donnie's beautiful pressed flowers and from learning about Cesar Chavez and how he defended the rights of farm workers. Their curious minds have been stimulated by workshops by Roy and Henry that taught them about coding and other techie things that I know very little about and don't really know the names, but I know, and they enjoyed learning. We have read stories and sung songs about friendship, compassion, sharing, being one, justice, the civil rights movement, and being a little light by singing this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Thank you. We have meditated. Learn to notice our breath. We have talked about inner peace and mindfulness. We've talked about feelings, joy and anger. We have visited our Sikh neighbors and opened our minds and hearts to the rich diversity among us and beyond these walls. There is so much more I could name, but I don't want to keep you here forever. So in essence, our children have learned that we as a community are on the side of love. They learn by reading, by singing, by gardening, by experiencing, by visiting neighbors, learning the difference between charity and solidarity, learning about money and our communal responsibility to keep these doors open for the generations to come. Religious exploration is the heart of this community, and our teachers make sure that our children feel respected and offered meaningful learning opportunities that will shape their spiritual landscapes and reaffirm their freedom to choose a spiritual path that makes their hearts glad and their lives purposeful and joyful. Learning opportunities that value kindness, sharing emotions, encourage sharing and forgiveness, affirm their identities and their whole selves, their hopes and their dreams. We are so fortunate to be part of a community that practices unconditional love and that considers diversity in its many manifestations a gift. Beloveds, we are blessed indeed to be guided by our UU principles, to promote a legacy of freedom, to engage in meaningful activities, to offer our children a spiritual path that reaffirms their inherent worth and dignity and encourages them to connect with others and the wider world in the spirit of building the beloved community. May we continue to support our children by teaching that there is no separation between mind and heart, that emotions and feelings are as important as facts, that theory without practice is not life-affirming. Let us continue to invite diversity, to embrace ambiguity, to welcome curiosity and creativity. Let us continue to teach and embody honesty and humility. Let us continue to show our support and to celebrate our courageous RE teachers and volunteers as they continue to teach with open hearts. We are so grateful and blessed by your courage to teach. Amen. And hallelujah for our teachers.
Today, we get to celebrate our religious education teachers and the volunteers who have supported our religious exploration program this year. Will all of these people please come forward? David Middleton. Leah Cassini. Roy Dickerson. Shiamara Tapia is not here. Donnie Rett. Lori Miller. Diane Meyerson. Natalie Forrest. Selma Nunez Borja is not here, but there's also Torsten Fink, Henry Wagner, and Kirk Klausmeier, who work with our tech group, and they're not here today either. Like I said, everybody's on vacation, unfortunately. We thank you for your commitment to this church, to our shared values, and especially to our children and youth. You have helped our children learn, wonder, and grow. You have been their guides as they develop their own religious and spiritual identities. We respect and honor the commitment you have made and are deeply grateful for your service to Star King Church and Unitarian Universalism.
The time you have spent teaching and caring for our children is among the most important ministries of this church. To your ministry to our children, you brought love and care, curiosity and courage, flexibility and fun. Our children and youth have learned from you how to be faithful Unitarian Universalists. Thank you. Thank you. Gracias. And now I'm going to invite our children and youth to repeat with me and look at your teachers. Thank you for being our teachers.
Thank you for being our teachers.
We have learned from you.
We have learned from you.
And you have learned from us.
And you have learned from us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we invite the congregation to read along in that little slip of paper inside your order of service. And it begins with, "We celebrate." We celebrate all you have done for our children. We hope that your religious education leadership has fostered love, courage, wonder, and joy in the hearts of our children and your hearts as well. Thank you.
And now I'd like to present some small gifts to our RE teachers. These are fans from your biggest fans.
Aww. Thank you.
Show them all. They'll keep you cool this summer.
And could I ask the children to come forward around me? Henry? Emma Jean? We would be remiss not to give a gift as a token of our appreciation to our DRE, Allison. Thank you. Somebody taking pictures. Can we get a picture of her with the children receiving the gifts?
Okay, open it now or later?
Now.
Okay, it's going to take a little while. And while she is opening her gift,
it's a chalice.
There is a chalice.
There's also bubble wrap. That's the best part.
I imagine this is a light to go in the chalice, I think.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe it's a surprise to a little Buddha figure.
Bodhisattva.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful.